Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hello and welcome to the Money Nerds podcast, where owning a calculator, budgeting your money, and having a net worth is actually cool. I'm your host, Whitney Hansen, and each week I'll be chatting with inspiring people to learn their secrets to financial success. Now let's dive into the show.
Hey, Money Nerds. Today we are talking all about how to start financially preparing for the summer. This time of year is crazy busy for so many people. There's lots of different financial priorities and different things that our money has to go towards. And so today I wanted to really dive into giving you a good action plan to help you better prepare for the summer. So let's go ahead and dive in. First and foremost, I always like to remind people that you have a choice in your lifestyle and how much money you spend and what takes your priority. For me personally, what that's starting to look like, or what sounds really good to me right now, is just being able to sit on my patio, on my deck, with a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, and just watching sunset and just chilling out. It's going for longer walks with Tony in the evenings. It's spending a little bit more time reading just for fun, like nothing crazy. I don't want to necessarily always be reading nonfiction, but getting into some really fun summer fiction reads. That type of summer is just really enticing to me. But I also know myself, and I know that with summer, I like to do a lot of backpacking and hiking and doing spontaneous road trips and adventures. That's something that I really crave and enjoy. And so that's something that I'm thinking about too, is when I'm picturing this summer, what do I want that to look like? It's a little bit slow, a little spontaneous, and being able to have the funds to do those spontaneous trips is also super important to me. So why I mention this is because I want you to think about your own summer. What's the intention you have for yourself? What's the feelings you want to feel? What's the financial stuff that you'll need to support some of your fun activities and your goals? What does that look like? I know for so many of my coaching clients, when we talk about summer plans, their idea of like a great summer is having more happy hour patio nights and being able to like go try some different restaurants and enjoy the patio time. It's going to summer concerts. Like there's so many different things that, and it's so unique to all of us. That's why I say you really do have to think about what is your ideal summer look like, and then we can start to create a plan around that. So let's get kind of nerdy. Here's what we're going to do. First and foremost, we're going to print off a couple calendars. I want you to do this for all of your summer months, and then start to look at your calendar and start to add things to it so far, just so we can see exactly what it is. Maybe you have kids and they have summer camp. Let's add that to the calendar. Maybe you like to do a fun summer vacation. Every year you guys go to the beach as a family, add that to the calendar. Maybe you like to do staycations where you just rent a really cool Airbnb in your own area, your state, kind of close by. And when you do that, it costs a little bit of money too. I want you to just look at your calendar and start to divvy up what you know for sure is going to be happening. You don't have to get super nerdy with this and plan out every single weekend. I mean, you certainly can. To me, that doesn't really sit well. I don't like to have that much structure. I like to have some, but I like to be very spontaneous. And so you might be the exact opposite of me. You might want every single weekend to have some intention and some type of a plan, and that makes you feel good. That's completely okay. That's why we all print off our calendar and we just start to mark down what we're going to accomplish and what we would like to do. So here's another example. For me personally, I'm really interested in the idea of fossil hunting and rock hounding. I don't know where this has come from, but this is like my new nerdy fascination. And so I have a weekend planned for Tony and I to go to this little area. This is really random tangent side note stuff, but I live in Idaho, and in St. Mary's, Idaho, this is a little bit up north, kind of more in the panhandle of Idaho, there's an area that is a mining claim for our state gem is called the Star Garnet. They're beautiful. They truly are. They're like a deep, deep purple stone, and they have this like star pattern in it. It's really beautiful. You'll have to look it up. But the cool thing is for years I have been wanting to go rock hounding and find that. And so I finally got some permits. They sell out so quickly for Tony and I to go do rock hounding so I can go find some star garnets. The other fun fact, they're only found in Idaho and in India. Those are the only two places in the whole world that they're found. So that's something where I already know that's going to be a thing. We're going to extend it and make a weekend out of it for Tony's birthday, rent a cute Airbnb, plan for some extra costs with food and gas and all of that kind of stuff. So I have that on my calendar so I can start to see how much money I might need to set aside for that specific activity. I think this is also a great time to mention that when you are looking at all of your different activities, it doesn't always have to cost a ton of money. I find that there are so many different like hiking trails. Again, I'm in Idaho, so we have a lot of nature and adventure stuff around us, but there's great hiking trails. There's great hot springs. There's so many cool things that are close to my city that it doesn't always have to be really expensive. I can also start to plan activities that are free or very inexpensive too. So I do want to remind you of that too. It's like, you don't always have to spend money to have a good time. A walk with a cup of coffee from home is free. And that sometimes feels just as much of a desire or a need as spending money to go rock hounding. You know, it's just a different experience, but it doesn't always have to cost a ton of money. So once you have your calendar in front of you and you have all of your different activities that you would like to do over the summer, then I want you to start to attach a number to that. How much is it going to cost? How much is your kids' summer camp going to cost? You have to drive them there. You have to pay for the camp. You might have to get them a new sleeping bag, like who knows, whatever they need, right? So how much is that going to cost in total? How much is that summer vacation going to cost? How much is your staycation going to cost? Those are all things that we want to attach a dollar amount to. And the other factors that I want you to start thinking through when you're creating your budget for summer plans specifically is giving yourself a little extra for eating out, home improvement. You guys, this is like garden season. It's insane how much money people spend on their yard and landscaping. You might need to do some new mulch or some new rock. You very likely will have some type of home improvement projects attached. So you want to make sure you're giving yourself a little bit more money for that. Gas and car. This is another big one. We're in the season of road trips. So making sure that you give yourself way more of a buffer than you think. So maybe it's like an extra 2 tanks of gas per month just to be safe. It really does just depend on, you know, what your summer activities look like. The other category to start thinking through to give yourself a little bit more of a buffer on is entertainment. And this is kind of a generic category, but that can be for lots of different things. That could be your concerts. It could be maybe you go to movies. That could be, I mean, any type of event. I don't know. Like there's so many different things. Fair. If you have a fair in your county and you like to go to that, that can be a little bit pricey. All of that stuff is going to be included in your entertainment category. So look at that amount for the previous month and just add a buffer to that because I promise you it's going to go up. The other category to start adjusting is likely going to be your power bill. If you're in an area that requires air conditioner, your power bill is going to go higher. It just is. And so making sure that you are planning for that and you are accounting for that change is so helpful when it comes to budgeting.
Thank you.
When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Okay, hear me out. Before NerdWallet, I'd pay for vacations with whatever was in my wallet. So for me, this was my debit card. But what I realized is that I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. And now I've got a card with more miles and more upgrades, and I truly love it. Right now, I'm not doing too much traveling, but I am collecting all of those points so that I can hopefully take a really sweet vacation in the very near future. But I gotta know, what could future you do with more travel rewards? Would you do a hotel upgrade? Would you do lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. With all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms do apply. If you are a garden lover, you've got to listen up. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, from fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. I ordered a couple plants. I know I've talked about them a few times on this podcast. I have some peaches and cream, honeysuckle vines, and an English ivy vine for the flower pot, and they are coming along so well. If you haven't been following along on Instagram, you're going to see them being planted, and I think it'll take a couple of years before they really get to the level that I want, where they drape over the flower pot, but they are so cool. Now, here's the cool thing too. This spring, they have the best deals online with up to half off select plants and other deals, and listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using code MONEYNERDS at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using code MONEYNERDS at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code MONEYNERDS. Offers valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Okay, once you have those categories all listed out and you have a little bit of an extra wiggle room for those specific categories, keep in mind, just because we give you a little extra in your budget for those categories, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to spend it, right? You get to choose what's important to you in the moment. You get to reallocate. If you need to borrow from one category to enjoy more for dining out, that's your prerogative. You can do whatever the heck you want. It's your finances, and budgets are flexible. They don't have to be that rigid. It's just giving you a little bit more structure to ensure that you are being thoughtful and planning for future expenses. So once you have all of that stuff listed out, then you're going to start to see how much is stuff going to cost this summer. And you'll find out really quickly if you need to set up a savings account to just help you cover some of the bigger expenses. The one category that I do recommend starting to save up for, and I know I hate being that person that's like thinking about holidays in May, but honestly, it is so key that you start to think forward with holidays as well. So even if it's only like 25, 30 bucks a month, as long as you're putting something away for the holidays, it's not going to hurt quite as much. And summer is a great time to start thinking about that. What I like to do for those types of expenses, so maybe it's a summer vacation and the holidays, the things that are going to cost a little bit more, where if it hits your budget, it really hurts to pay for and would really put you in a financial bind, that's a good indicator that you probably need what's called a sinking fund. A sinking fund is as simple as just a temporary account, either a savings account, you can pull it out in cash. It could be a checking account. It's kind of weird, but it could be. So what it is it's a temporary holding fund for your cash. So stuff like Christmas or a bigger vacation, that's a savings account that's not necessarily designed to earn a ton of interest, because your intention behind that is to drain that account. Whereas like your emergency fund, we hope to never really have to touch that, although we likely will at some point. The sinking fund's intention is to spend that down so that the money is there when you need it. And so I would look at all of your different bigger expenses and start setting up a couple of savings accounts to help you prepare for those, so it's not so painful later. Okay, another tip for summer expenses is to make sure that if you are somebody who typically struggles with credit card debt, or you are trying to really dig yourself out of a bad financial situation or just implement some good habits, I highly recommend not using your credit cards during the summer. Because what I have found is there's a couple different times where people tend to spend more money. It's in the summer as a whole, and it's also around Thanksgiving and Christmas. Those are the two big trigger points. So the last portion of the year and then that summer months is when people tend to spend a ton of money. So the reason why I say to just alleviate cards is because sometimes, no matter how good you are with your money, it's that temptation and it's really hard to start to get ahead with your finances if you're constantly putting money on a credit card and then trying to figure out how the heck are you going to pay it off. So if you notoriously do struggle with credit card debt, I would just alleviate that altogether. You can cut up those credit cards. You can put them in a mason jar full of water and literally freeze your credit card so it's harder for you to get to. But just keep those out of your pocket and you're going to start feeling so much better when you're spending from your debit card and your cash instead of always on credit. It is a different sentiment. It feels so much better and you feel like you have a lot more control. So if you feel like maybe you've been missing that in your finances, that's a good step to try to take. In addition to that, tracking your spending and living on a good budget is always going to be key, but it's especially important during the summer. We talked about those different categories to give yourself a little bit of a buffer in. Then you are going to take that and essentially just start tracking your spending, putting a budget together, list out your income, list out all of your expenses, make sure you have a plan for your money when it comes in. It's really not that difficult to create a budget. It's the tracking piece that's going to be successful for you. That's the part that I find most people lack. But if you are starting to track your spending, you absolutely are going to see some improvement because you're monitoring it and you're paying closer attention. Another thing that does often come up during the summer is those really random sales. There's 4th of July sales. There's all kinds of like back to school stuff. And then Labor Day is a little bit more in the fall, but it leads up to that. So all of those sales are very tempting. And I just need to remind you that if it's a good deal, but you didn't plan for it, it's not a good deal for you. Even if it was a great 75% off kind of thing, if it wasn't in your budget, it really was something that you shouldn't have purchased. And so that's really tough. But the way to fix that is to allow yourself permission to spend on certain things. And that's where you get to create your own budget. If you know you're tempted and you enjoy doing some summer spending, put it in the budget. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, I also have to plug this because I think sometimes we often forget that your local library is such a hub of resource and it's a wealth of information. And it also has a lot of things that can help you. So you can do, in most local libraries, you can do different equipment rental. Maybe your kids want to go play tennis or you want to go play tennis, but you don't have rackets. Instead of purchasing those, you can just go check those out from a library. There's also, of course, the book element of that too. If you're kind of like me, you want to do more of a slower summer where you're reading more fictional books, use your library card and just start to check those books out. But also pay attention to some of the different resources that your library has. Sometimes there's even things like concerts and festivals, and your library can help you get into those for free or for very inexpensive. The other cool thing that I recently discovered is some of the libraries, depending on your state, will also have state park pass where you can check it out and go into the state parks for free, and then you can just like toss the pass when you're done. I thought that was so cool and just a really fun way to help you get outdoors and try some new places, explore your own state, and that would be included in your library card. So definitely go pop into your library and just see what different activities are offered, what different benefits are there too. And again, libraries are free, so it's completely worth it and definitely something that I think is completely underutilized. I hope this was a helpful episode. I hope it was inspiring. And more than anything, I hope it actually helps you start to get some structure around your summer finances so that it doesn't totally derail you. You can still enjoy a really great summer depending on your intention, and you don't have to carry that through for the rest of the year and have all that credit card debt and just that feeling of uncertainty and just not feeling in control. Just because it's summer, just because there's more temptations, you can still enjoy all of the things that life offers you and do it within your means. All right, that is it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you next week for another one of the Money Nerds Podcast. Bye.